Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go for another Saturday of Your Voice Counts. And thank you very much for being here with me today and listening to our great show on RBN. And, you know, giving us your thoughts, if you care to, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Of course, I've always got a little business to get done before we bring our special guest, our honored guest on today, a very, very special man. His name is Mr. Greg Felton. Mr. Greg Felton, a person with great knowledge. He's an award-winning columnist and investigative reporter with a master's degree in political science, who specializes in Middle East politics and on and on and on, much, much more. So, Greg, if you'll just please hold on, sir, we'll get to you just after I get through the USS Liberty business and RBN business. We'll get right to you. And, again, folks, thank you for listening to Real News, Real Talk, Real People on RBN, because you can handle the truth. First of all, I want to give out a couple email addresses here for the audience to learn a little bit more about the USS Liberty. First of all, I'm going to start with my book today. I usually don't do that, but I think last week I even forgot to advertise my book. That's kind of crazy, but it happens sometimes. It's called Your Voice, Your Voice Counts. No, that's out on RBN. My book is called What I Saw That Day. If you want my book, and this is the new edition, and it's doing real, real well. This is third or fourth printing, I believe. But anyway, go to 888-698-8706, 888-698-8706. You can get the book through there. Mention that you heard it on RBN. You'll get a discount, no doubt. Also, I want to give out my good friend and former shipmate, naval officer aboard the USS Liberty, Mr. John Gadusko's site. It's the most informative and justifiable, honest, in my view, website anywhere around is John's. Go to tiny, that's tinyurl.com, /USS Liberty. Again, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's John Gadusko's site. If you want to go to James Morris's site, go to ushijack.com. It's very simple, ushijack.com. Now we got that out of the way. I want to go back to the people that give me the time on the air. And first of all, I want to thank Manny, our board operator and producer today, that takes care of everything. Manny and I go back a long ways when I was on the show called The Liberty Hour, three, 4 years back. But anyway, thank you, Manny, for being there for us, and I'm glad you're still with RBN, because you're certainly a well-trusted friend and a very astute person on the board and the phones and everything you do at RBN. I know they appreciate you very much. And thank you, RBN, for giving the USS Liberty a voice about the 34 men that were slaughtered June 8, 1967 by the government of Israel. 174 others were wounded, including myself. No one came to our aid, not even our own government. Folks, we'll be right back. I hear that sound. When the music comes on, I got to go. Remember, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. See you in just a moment.
I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for Your Voice Counts. We got a little bit of time here. I just got to finish up with USS Liberty Business and, of course, RBN Business. And I was, before the break started, I got cut off, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about what our government did, too. They didn't come to our aid. They left us out there to all of us to die. And this was in a collusion with LBJ and his cronies. And it's been that way since LBJ until right now, the Obama administration. They won't touch this subject. You know, they set us up to be murdered. The good crew of the USS Liberty in international waters by a foreign government. And they covered it all up. I mean, how many more of these episodes have happened that we don't know about? That men and women have died over the sake of a foreign government. We will get into that more with Greg. I want to thank, again, RBN. And listen, RBN's got a pledge drive going. You know, go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. Make a pledge to Republic Broadcasting so they can keep this great show on the air. And I want to thank that angel that sings these songs, Kat Farber. And she's got a beautiful, beautiful voice, and she's got many songs that are coming out about the Liberty, and she's even doing one about the this show. She's going to have a special song for this show, which I think the one that we have is perfect, but she's going to be the last word on that one. And I also want to thank Ron Kukul, James Morrison, again, Kat, for getting quality guests on my radio show, just like the one that's coming right up in just a few seconds. And thank all of you guys. Thank you very much. Without you, I couldn't do it. It means a lot to me that you stand behind me, and along with John Gadesco and everybody else, it just means the world to me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Words don't express my true emotions. I just don't have the words for it. With that being said, I want to bring on our special guest, and Greg. Sir, thank you very much for hanging on with me while I got this Liberty stuff done. Welcome to Your Voice Counts, and what brings you on today, sir?
Well, I've been looking at how the United States is so desperately trying to foment wars in the Middle East for no other reason than, well, it serves Israel's self-interest, not the American national interest. And I'm quite interested to see just how much difficulty it's having this time around. Back when it was trying to foment war against Iraq or Libya, it didn't have quite the difficulty. Now against Syria and against Iran, a lot of Americans and even some legislators are having a little difficulty trying to rationalize deliberately provoking war. And I think what we are seeing right now is the end, the formal end of whatever remains of the post-World War II geopolitical order. After World War II, as you recall, we essentially denied the utility of war as an instrument of foreign policy and put all our faith in the utopian notion of liberal internationalism controlled by the United Nations, in which all nations ostensibly rationally sought peace among each other and wanted to avoid war. And we can see how totally inaccurate and unjustified that faith was, because the United Nations is not capable and has never been capable of living up to its promise to prevent great war. And it has admitted Israel as a member in direct contradiction and contravention of its own stated policies for admission. So essentially, we're seeing the lie of United Nations peace collapsing all around us as day after day nations violate Article 51 and find excuses not to refer all violence to the United Nations. They're going ahead with their own projects to impose Zionist imperialism throughout the Middle East and only turn to the United Nations as a rubber stamp. Whenever the United Nations doesn't agree, of course, it's denounced as a horrible miscarriage of justice. And Susan Rice gets up in the United Nations and makes a complete spectacle of herself. So what we're seeing right now is a very interesting time. And the Israeli domination of U.S. policy, although very strong still, is definitely on the wane. And I think after not this presidential election, but the next one, we'll see to what degree it survives. So unless you think that Mitt Romney has a hope in hell of getting elected, we will have four more years of Barack Obama. You there, Phil? Are you there?
I am now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Did I cut out there?
No, that was my fault. I do it all the time. You know, it's just
okay.
One of those things. But, you know, I was so I had this speaker up there, and I turned it off for some reason, but I was so engrossed to listening to what you were saying. But when you mentioned Romney, you know, I automatically thought of John McCain. And the reason I thought of John McCain is that I understand that John McCain, if Romney is elected, that he wants to be Secretary of Defense. What do you think that's going to bring us, Greg?
Well, insane McCain? No, it would be ridiculous. I mean, right now America at least is trying to pretend that it's not Israel's colony on the Potomac, but McCain does not have... McCain should be consigned to an asylum. He is not rational. He's insane. And I just cannot see him... I just cannot see the United States surviving much longer with, you know, if the Republic, what's left of the Republican Party gets elected. As you probably know, the first Republican president in American history was Abraham Lincoln. And you look at Lincoln, and you look at the Jesus freaks and the rabid corporate economists that are running the show. I don't see any connection between Lincoln and Romney or anybody else. The one person who should be elected and who should be running for president and who's been sabotaged mercilessly by the press is Ron Paul. But you see, when you have a country that's run by gangsters, the one honest man is a threat to the state. And so I just don't think Romney will get elected. It's for the same reason that McCain won't get elected, didn't get elected. I mean, people know that it's lights out for America if Romney gets elected.
I understand, Greg, and I also read up today because I knew you were coming on the show, and I wanted to be as smart as I could on this. But I was reading about Obama and Romney and how the Israeli influence is going to swing to Romney because of Obama is not on board with, you know, going ahead and, you know, just taking on Iran and Syria at full force. And, you know, we got Russian troops massing on the northern border waiting for somebody, probably us or Israel, to attack Iran. You know, now we got Russia and China involved in this. This could be World War III.
More so. We've had World War III actually since, to some degree at least, since the end of World War II. I mean, if you look at World War II, we only date World War II to the invasion of Poland. But in fact, it had started long before that. I mean, the Czechoslovakians and the Austrians and other countries, for example, Ethiopia at the time, Abyssinia, it was a victim of occupation. So our dating of World War II needs to be well updated. As far as World War III goes, we will have an intensification of the Zionist war, World War III, which is really what we've been fighting since, the early 90s, because the Zionists and the Saudis have been behind the aggression in the Middle East. And I agree with you, it'll intensify. But the thing is, Americans and Israelis are deathly afraid of casualties. They're used to fighting these, you know, video game wars and aircraft and just murdering civilians. When it comes to fighting actual armed forces, they're scared to death, and they know they can be beaten. The American and Israeli armies are some of the worst in the world because they're used to being bullies. They're not used to being soldiers. And if it comes down to it, the Russians will put a beating on the Israelis, and Americans will end up getting killed too. There is a aircraft carrier in Syria, a Russian aircraft carrier in Syria, and it could, I think, pose enough of a deterrent that if Americans decide to go to war, Congress, to the extent that it has any say in American politics anymore, it might decide, look, we don't want to engage the Russians. And maybe even a mouse like Romney might have to pull back. At least that's what I hope.
Greg, you know, I hope that too. And I hope that Israel doesn't get its way or go ahead and preemptively strike Iran in some form or fashion, whether it be, you know, up front or be behind with the Mossad, because it is going to bring the United States into it for sure. And I agree with you that especially the Israelis, as we go, been in Iraq or in Afghanistan, they don't want to send their men and women there. They want us to fight their wars for them. And look at how many casualties we have taken so far, death and maiming and destruction of great Americans.
Well, as you know, for an example, one of the least understood aspects of Israeli contempt for American life was the 1983 bombing of the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut.
Greg, hold that thought. We got a break coming on, and we'll be right back. Thank you, folks. Real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. Support your sponsors on RBN, folks. They're the ones that keep these things going, along with the pledge drive. See you in just a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One-day passes, $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go. Thank you for hanging on, and thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. You're the angel of the USS Liberty, and we certainly appreciate your voice and your talent. Greg, please continue with your thoughts.
Well, you know, in 1983, the American barracks in Beirut was the victim of a horrific truck bomb. And killed, I believe, something in order of 200 American Marines. What is not known is that the Israeli spy agency, Mossad, that was in Lebanon at the time, knew it was coming, or at least knew that a major U.S. target was going to be hit by a bomb, but did not tell the Americans about it. They merely gave Americans the standard go-on-alert status. It was only general. It was not specific, which means that Israel deliberately wanted America to suffer so that it could, its involvement in Lebanon in the murder of the Palestinian Liberation Organization would be intensified. It wanted America to have a stake in it. And so that's why the Israelis need America to suffer. Americans have no value for Israel except as a source to be plundered for money, reputation, and lives. I mean, as I've written in my book, The Host and the Parasite, the United States no longer exists, and it has not existed as an independent state as far back as Ronald Reagan. From the 1980s until the present, it has slowly, or quickly of late, sunk into fascism, to the extent that today the United States of America is merely an Israeli colony on the Potomac, and the president is merely a governor of Israel. The problem with Obama, even though he is a sycophantic stooge to the Israel lobby, and basically embarrasses himself in the country by groveling before his betters here in America, he does have at least a vestige of American American interest, which is why he's not going to commit the country to a mass murder just so Israel can take out a country that could rival it for nuclear power in the Middle East. Israel needs its nuclear monopoly, its nuclear threat, and it simply cannot stand the fact that it could be beaten by another country. So Israel needs to destroy Iran, and it needs America to do it for him, because according to the mentality of Israel, I mean, a Jewish life is worth so much more than a non-Jewish life. And so why should a Jew risk his life to take out an enemy? Let the Goyim die for Israel. And pretty much that's why Israel is doing what it's doing. And Americans are either too stupid or too disinterested to find out. And that's the tragedy of the American media. It keeps Americans in perpetual ignorance of the decline of their own country. There are only a few people that are prepared to do it, and these people risk their reputations and their lives to do so. I just don't know if the American public is ready to swallow any more of the propaganda emanating from the Israeli press in America. As you can check from the comments in various newspapers, the propagandists are having a great deal of time, and they are losing. And to what degree the next inhabitant of the White House serves Israel will be the great issue of the next 4 to 5 years.
Okay, Greg, that is a pretty doom and gloom scenario, and I happen to agree with you. And I also have to ask you something, Greg, about the last time Netanyahu addressed our Congress, our goyim, so to speak. They were on their knees, and 29 standing ovations to a foreign leader that has gone on record as saying that 9/11 was a good thing for Israel. Now, how can our elected officials, 400 plus of them, and our president, and the CIA and the FBI and all of them get in this little barrel together with this one rotten apple and become infected by all of them? Greg, explain that to me.
Well, the simple reason is you don't have Americans in Congress. I mean, with the end of the Jimmy Carter administration, America ceased to be a rational country. Most people who run for Congress are stupid and religious, and the two go together. If you believe in Jesus and you support the biblical superstitions of the coming of Christ and the need for Israel to expel the Palestinians, that's all you really need. If you believe in the superiority of corporate America, the need for corporate welfareism, and the belief that a corporation is a person, you can get elected. If you listen to the utterances of the likes of Sarah Palin or Rick Santorum or Mitt Romney or anybody else, and you just look at them on their merits, and you think about who these people are, you have to wonder how anybody so abjectly moronic could get into politics and even be taken seriously. I mean, Mitt Romney is stupid. I mean, there's no other word for it. Rick Santorum is waging a war against women simply because they want to have control over the reproductive abilities. Santorum is unconstitutional. I mean, every American is equal under the law, and yet you have this Christian type of American think that putting Jesus ahead of the Constitution makes sense.
Hang on again, Greg. Sorry to break in. We got another break here, and then we got a long run, about an 18, 19-minute run. Folks, support your sponsors again. Do this for the USS Liberty. Do it for RBN. Do it for the truth. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth on RBN. And remember, support everybody on RBN, all the voices that you hear, and the people that call in and their guests. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go to, thanks, folks. Here we go back to your voice counts and our special, special guest, a very interesting and I would say a very pro-American, if America still exists, and I pray it does someday in the form it was when it was founded by our fathers. But, Greg, I wanted to ask you, sir, on another note, we know that North Korea just failed in its launch of another missile test. Didn't last but about 90 seconds or so. And the very next thing I heard out of the people's mouths, and I'm talking about the press, the mainstream media as they call it, was the look for a nuclear device to be set off soon. And also about the prisoners, 70 to 100,000 prisoners in the gulags and on and on and on. And they don't mention about the 1.7 million Palestinians being held, being put in a concentration camp by the government of Israel and stealing their land, cutting down their olive trees and on and on, defecating in their people's stoves, urinating on the children, and on, courtesy of via of the United States of America with their money. Where do we go from here, Greg?
Well, you can't expect the mainstream press to report on the news fairly because the mainstream press is in the business of supporting the government which supports Israel. Look at the New York Times. You have Stephen Erlanger and you have other reporters out there writing the most invidious stupidity about Iran. even after Dan Meridor, former spokesman for Israel, comes out and says, well, no, Ahmadinejad never did say we'll wipe them off the map. He didn't say that. But it doesn't matter. I mean, the lies are out there, and the lie will supersede the truth if it's told loudly enough and often enough. So whatever the press says, you have to discount, which is why I no longer read newspapers. I get my information from the Internet, and I know what sources I can trust. North Korea, I don't think, is sophisticated enough to send a nuclear device, and the explosion of the rocket basically should tell us that North Korea is nothing much to worry about. However, people need to be kept in a perpetual state of fear. And it's the purpose of the press to foment fear. If you know 1984 and in the way that the press kept telling the people of Oceania, well, we're fighting Eurasia or fighting whatever the other country was, I seem to have forgotten. The point is the press has to keep people afraid. The press has to keep people looking toward the government to protect them. And if the people aren't afraid, they're not going to pay attention. And if people don't pay attention, you lose control. It's fear that is the main instrument of government control, and that's what the press does. So I don't really have any concern about North Korea. And as far as Palestine goes, you aren't allowed to talk about Palestine, because even a polite word, even a supportive word about Palestinian lives, ends up being de facto a condemnation of Israeli aggression. I mean, the great failure that no one has addressed is that Palestine and Israel are overlapping political entities. You cannot have two countries in the same space. Just as in physics, no two particles may occupy the same space at the same time. And so, by definition, you cannot even acknowledge that Palestine has a right to exist, because to do so invites questions about Israel and its right to exist, which, of course, doesn't exist as at all. The right to exist is a nonsense in international law. It has no standing. So the reason why Palestine gets ignored is that it can be done. It has to be done. North Korea is a political entity and can be acknowledged, although it can be disparaged. So don't expect the press to stand up anytime soon and say that Palestine has a right to exist. So the reason Palestine is ignored is because Israel wants it that way. And the press is run by people like Mort Zuckerman or people of the Arthur Oak Schulzberger. These are the people who care more about Israel than their own country. And so America, as I said before, does not exist. It's an occupied state. And people have to are led to believe that they live in a democracy because they have the right of the vote. But what they don't have, and this is where the example of Ron Paul is so instructive, they don't have the right to decide who they can vote for. They are presented with two people equally horrible, and they have a no-win situation. And the fact that they even vote is deemed to be proof of democracy. But democracy does not begin at the ballot box. It ends there. It begins when you can choose who can run in your riding or constituency. And that is what Americans are not allowed to do. Up here in Canada, the Israel lobby has a horribly influential, horrible influence on our electoral system. There was a woman running in the not this last election, but the previous one, in Winnipeg. And she was going to run for the Liberal Party. But a couple of years earlier, she wrote something that was somewhat less than wholly complimentary of Israel. So she was immediately smeared as an anti-Semite. The leader of the Liberal Party heard this over the radio, and heard it from the Israel lobby, and he said he would not sign her nomination papers. She was not allowed to run. And the woman in charge was not even given the decency of being told to her face that she wouldn't be allowed to run for the Liberals. She heard it on the radio. And so the Liberals up here, the Israel lobby up here, determines who may or who may not run. And this is why in Canada we have no democracy. We have an occupation government and opposition parties that try to stand up to Canada, but do so under very circumscribed circumstances.
Well, Greg, you know, that goes back to 1967, too, talking about an occupied government. The occupied government of the United States occupied by the state of Israel with the cold-blooded murder of my shipmates, and they almost murdered me and a crew of 294 and put us on the bottom and almost got us into a nuclear war, because I know airplanes were in the air ready to nuke Cairo within 2 to 3 minutes of us not sinking and getting out a message for sure around the world. Everybody knew who attacked us was Israel. And I'll go into one more thing before you answer that, and then we got a caller. But I want you to answer this first. I listened to John Bolton today, and I think he's one of the most dangerous men in the world, not just in America, for his dangerous stance about pushing Israel and the United States into possibly a nuclear war with Iran. Your thoughts on that, please, Greg.
Well, John Bolton is a loon. I mean, he was psychologically disturbed. He was found to have physically assaulted a female staffer when he was Undersecretary of State. John Bolton is not rational. John Bolton, like so many other Americans, and I use the term loosely, owe their reputation and their standing to their support for Israel. So when you have an entity like Israel that uses its lobby, its pressure groups, to buy people, you have to conclude that the people who are bought have to do as they're told. John Bolton, it was so bad that he was not, he had to be appointed UN ambassador in a recess appointment, because nobody in the Congress was going to approve of him. And this is something that Bush knew. And George Bush had to cheat to put him in. And soon Bolton was not renewed, which was, of course, good. But again, nobody can go to the United Nations who isn't, first of all, a pro-Israel, and secondarily of all, pro-American. I mean, even someone like Colin Powell, who for all of his flaws, and there were many, he was an American general. He was pro-American, but he gets told to go to the United Nations by Dick Cheney and lie about these aluminum tubes in Afghanistan that are supposed to be used for, I don't know, some sort of terrorist nuclear weapon or something. I forget what it was. It was so ridiculous, it's not even worth remembering. But again, Powell had to lie. The United Nations has never been more than a brickbat for the United States. The United Nations can only operate to the extent that it supports American interests. And so when you have someone like John Bolton make some ridiculous statement, yes, he speaks for a lot of administration people, but whether he is believed or not is another matter. I just wouldn't take Bolton very seriously. And as far as LBJ goes, I believe you'll find one of the reasons why he did not hold Israel accountable for the deliberate murder of all those sailors on the USS Liberty, that Israel was perhaps the only country that was giving unqualified support to the U.S. misadventure in Vietnam. And so Lyndon Johnson knew that he had to keep Israel on side, so there was a quiet backroom deal where they would mutually support each other. I don't think you can separate the sinking of the Liberty entirely from the issue of the Vietnam War, which in 1967 was just about to heat up with the Tet Offensive the following year.
Very, very interesting comments. You can tie the two together because I've felt that much myself, and so have many of my shipmates and other people I've talked to that know much about this subject. Greg, we have a caller that's been holding on that wants to talk to you. And Steve in Georgia, thank you for hanging on. I hope you're still there. If you got any questions for Greg, Mr. Felton, please go ahead, sir.
No, sir. I'm listening.
Okay, you had no questions, Steve?
I did, but I forgot them.
Okay, Steve, we'll go on to somebody else. Let's we'll just go ahead and pick up the conversation. Go ahead and cut him off, Manny, please. And what I wanted to do, Greg, is on this other issue that really I wanted to get into was, I know it's hard to get into predictions and what's going to happen, but with your knowledge of what's going on in the Middle East, and you're an expert on that, what would be your prediction is the next move of the Zionist state and the Zionist-controlled government of the United States?
I don't think Israel is going to do anything the Zionist government is going to do anything spectacular between now and the election. The domestic political circumstances are too dicey for Obama to want to, you know, expose himself as being an instrument of a foreign government so overtly. And he also doesn't want to appear to be disrespectful of his political masters. So you're probably going to find that it's going to be a lot of talking and very little action. Now, the fact that the Russians are becoming more active in the Middle East, especially in the port of Tartus on the west, on the southern part of Syria, which is really the only Russian port outside of Russia now, you're going to find Americans trying to use whatever backroom coercion they can to get what they want. But I don't think we'll see anything active, at least until after the November election. And again, there is no excuse for Romney to be running. He should be arrested. He should be tried for treason. And the same goes for, I would suggest 80 to 90% of the members of Congress. But I don't think Americans are really so stupid they're going to vote for Romney. A lot of them may not like Obama, and there's a lot to dislike about Obama. But at least he does appeal to enough of a broad section of Americans that they may see him as the lesser of two evils, which unfortunately is all Americans can hope for right now. What needs to happen, and it's rather not a pleasant thing to think about, but there needs to be a second revolution in America. Because there is no constitution, there is no security of the person, there is no representation for taxation, because people don't get represented. The people who are responsible for the country do not stand for office. They are appointed members of corporations. They are foreign lobby groups. It should be the case that Americans should be taking up arms to overthrow their government to the extent they have a government and to reclaim the republic. The problem is that today the Israeli lobby through its police forces is so widespread throughout the country that it would probably be a very bloody and very long, long war of attrition. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but it's rather difficult to speak of America today as a country. And Americans have to wake up to this. They have to start reading websites like yours, listening to stations like this, and finding out for themselves what is going on, because they are not being told what the real world is like. They're being presented with an artificial reality, a virtual reality that is concocted in think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute, which is essentially a right-wing propaganda front, a Zionist propaganda front, as I show in my book. These are the people who formulate our ideas and get into the press, and through a very, very subversive conflict of interest, end up getting their points of view seemingly dispassionately represented as fact. And so people have to realize they have to want to take care of the country. They have to want to take it back. But I'm not sure that Americans are interested enough, or they're motivated enough, or they're courageous enough to do so. And that's the sad thing. Perhaps the Americans are beaten down so much. They're like the Poles in 1984, before Winston Smith gets carted off to the torture chamber of the Ministry of Truth. I mean, the people knew what was going on, and they watched it, and they did nothing. And I wonder how many Americans fall into that category, figuring that they don't want to threaten their jobs or their families, and therefore they will regrettably do nothing. See, it's the people who have nothing to lose that form the core of the revolutionary movements, who form the core of liberation movements. And right now, Americans are not that desperate yet. Americans aren't starving. They're not sufficiently homeless. They're not sufficiently unemployed. It's not quite like the 1930s yet. But Americans have to really suffer the most unspeakable privations before they decide they've had enough. And they start taking back their country and consigning the Israel lobby to the scrap heap of tyrannical regimes. There has to be a wholesale arrest and expulsion of Zionists from the United States, if America is ever to take back their country. And it's just a matter of time before Americans realize they can either live as slaves or they can live as free men. And I And I hope Americans wake up to that fact and decide to do something, even at the risk of their own lives. I know it's easy for me to say that, and I don't mean to sound glib, but the problem with this country, a democracy, if the people don't care about it, then those who don't care about democracy will take over. And that's what happened. When Jimmy Carter was president, America basically collapsed because the great promise of the irrationalist crisis managers that ran the country during Vietnam and the OPEC oil crisis turned out to be, well, wanting in ability and in results. And so people basically put their heads in their back pocket and allowed the religious right to take over. Anyway, before I go, I just want to mention that there's going to be a conference.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We have more time after the break. We have more time after the break, Greg, and I want to get that.
I will do that. I'll wait.
Okay, very interesting. Folks, support your sponsors here on RBN. A fascinating show, just fascinating. One of the best ones I've done. I appreciate it. See you on Flip Flop in just a few minutes. Bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go back for the just last few minutes of the show, and I wanted to let Greg know that RBN and Your Voice Counts and many other shows on this station do not stand by and wait for this country to go down the tubes, because we are patriots, and I stand up for my country, and I stand up for the USS Liberty and the murders that were put upon us that day. So that is, you know, pretty much what I wanted to say. And, Greg, you have the rest of the show. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to remind people who don't know that in Vancouver up here on from June 15th to the 17th, we're having a conference on September the 11th. It's called the Vancouver Hearings. It's put on by Jim Fetzer and Joshua Blakeney, who I'm sure you all know from their research into the matter. And I'll be one of the MCs for the event. So if you're going to be in the Vancouver area June 15th to 17th, please come to the Denman Cinemas, which is going to be the venue for this three-day conference. Also, if you are interested in having a look at my books, they are available on Amazon.com. They're called The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, and believe me, it has consumed it. And the one is Exploding Middle East Myths, 15 Years of Fighting Zionist Propaganda. It's a collection of essays and satires and columns that go back to 1995 when I started writing on the topic. So if you want to have a look at my writing, please feel free to do so. And if you have any comments, I invite you to post them on Amazon in the review section. So that's it. Thank you very much for having me on, Phil.
No problem, Greg. I'd be glad to do it. And would you like to do it again sometime? Because sure. this can go on for at least another show. And,
I'd love to come back on, yeah. I'd also like to look at some of the people who are looking at the world and trying to rewrite history in some ways that aren't entirely useful. And there are some interesting, perhaps negative side effects that come from trying to do away with the Israel lobby and exposing the Zionist influence on our world, which is pretty much undeniable.
Well, it is undeniable, and it's a proven fact that this great land that our forefathers fought and died for, gave everything up just for a breath of free air, and they beat the greatest power on earth. And we have been subservient now to the greatest power on earth, which is Israel, which owns not only the United States, but most of the world. And that's the way I feel about it. What do you feel about that, Greg?
Israel, I would say, owns the world indirectly through the United States. Without the U.S., Israel would not exist. I think it's a matter of interesting debate which is the greater terrorist state, Israel, the product of the mad doctor, or the mad doctor itself that allowed the monster to be born in the first place.
I agree totally, Greg. God bless you, sir, and thank you for coming on. Your voice counts. RBN, real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. We'll see you next week, folks, excuse me, and thank you, Manny. Great to have you back on board with Your Voice Counts. See you next time. Bye-bye.